Chapter 12. All's well that ends well. Wiggins is knocked out, completely unconscious. He can't help Guillaume. He can't move, and he knows that. Against Yvon, his friend doesn't stand a chance. But suddenly, the door opens and Sherlock Holmes appears with a pistol in his hand.
Hands up, Yvon,
he orders. Yvon turns and recognizes Sherlock Holmes. He shouts, "Have mercy on me! I didn't want to murder Guillaume. I just wanted to scare him and stop him telling my dad I was drinking beer." The detective shakes his head and points the pistol at Yvon.
"Do you think I'm stupid? Of course you wanted to murder him. You nearly killed your best friend, and you wanted to kill this young boy who saw you drinking beer."
"I wouldn't really have killed him. I just wanted him to be ill enough to sleep at paytime. I don't know phosphorus was fatal. I'm incapable of committing a murder."
Wiggins, who has finally come to his senses, joins the little group. Sherlock Holmes says to Yvon,
"I've ordered a cab. We shall go back to the Johnnies and explain what you have done to your father."
Yvon's face goes livid.
"Oh, please, don't tell my father. I didn't kill anyone. And I only had one little glass of beer."
"I'll talk about it with your father,"
the detective says.
"Come on now."
On the way back, nobody speaks. Wiggins is sorry that he could not help Guillaume when Yvon tried to kill him, and he has a large bump on his forehead. Guillaume is embarrassed. This morning, when Wiggins left, he took a cab to Baker Street and told Sherlock Holmes about the plan to force Yvon to confess. Will Wiggins be angry with him? A moment later, the Johnny's chief is very angry when he hears what his son did. He shouts so loud you can probably hear him all over London. Once he is a bit calmer, he says to Sherlock Holmes,
"I'm sure Yvon didn't want to kill Guillaume. He's not a good onion seller and he likes beer too much, but he's incapable of committing a murder."
Yvon turns to Guillaume and says, "I'm so sorry, Guillaume. When you saw me drinking beer in the pub, I was scared. I thought you would tell my father. I wanted you to be ill, not to kill you. I swear it. Are you furious with me?"
"Of course," answers Guillaume. "You always treated me like a baby. So, you nearly killed a baby, Yvon, didn't you? Killing babies is very serious crime."
"You are not a baby," Yvon protests. "You are a very good onion seller, much better than me. Please, tell me you are not angry."
"A very good onion seller? What a compliment! Guillaume is very proud." But he's so tired now and a bit confused.
No, I'm not hungry at all."
Everybody laughs.
"You're confusing angry and hungry, Guillaume,"
Wiggins explains.
"To be hungry is to want to eat, and to be angry is..."
The detective cuts him short.
"Guillaume has only been in London for 1 week. Yvon tried to murder him, then to accuse him of murder. I think it's normal if he doesn't speak perfect English, don't you, Wiggins? Look, Guillaume, you were very clever and courageous. Do you want to help Wiggins and become my second assistant?"
"Oh, yes!" Guillaume shouts. "Thank you so much, Mr. Holmes." He's so happy he could kiss the detective. To become his second assistant! What a promotion!
He's not quite sure he's clever enough, but he'll do his best. He thinks of his brother Louis and remembers his words, "To dare is to succeed." Yes, he's going to dare. Louis will be so proud of him.
And you'll give me French lessons as well.
Sherlock Holmes adds,
It's stupid that a detective as famous as I am can't speak French.
Famous, but not modest,
whispers Wiggins.